in physics, entanglement is a strange phenomenon. According to quantum mechanics, a pair of particles, or photons, born together, share a wave function. If one is observed, so that it leaves its blurry probabilistic wave function state and collapses into an actual electron with an up-pointing spin, its twin, no matter where in the universe it happens to be, knows what its doppelganger did. And its own wave function collapses. It instantly becomes a particle with complementary properties, in this case, a downspin. Let one member of the duo collapse into a particular state, and its twin knows this is happening and instantly does the same. Einstein argued in 1935 that such parallel behavior must be due to local effects, some contamination of the experiment, rather than spooky action at a distance, as he pejoratively put it. But experiments since 1997 show that Einstein was wrong. It also means that Einstein was wrong about locality. This is the principle that an object is influenced only by its immediate surroundings. He insisted that all objects have actual properties independent of any measurement of them. But quantum theory denies locality and insists that an atom can be influenced by events that are not only out of contact with it, but on a different side of the universe, and that such influences occur instantaneously. This means the universe is connected and made of countless particles like electrons that dwell in a kind of blurry probabilistic state with tendencies that are only statistically decipherable. Upon observation, they materialize according to probability laws. And while objects normally appear in the most statistically likely place, there's always a tiny chance that they'll behave very oddly or that they'll vanish altogether. If we witnessed this, we'd call it a miracle. And yet, it is an accepted aspect of science. So there, at last, is an explanation for all those missing socks. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.